with knowledge since Adam and Eve ate that fruit in the Garden of Eden. Now, certainly, knowledge can be a tremendous blessing in our lives. Who could say that when Jonas Salk developed the polio vaccine in 1955, that wasn't a boon to humankind? Or that Benjamin Franklin's discovery of electricity and his invention of the lightning rod hasn't improved and saved countless lives? In fact, Franklin refused to take out a patent on the lightning rod because he wanted everyone to benefit from its use at as little cost as possible. And if you like, after today's service, you can stand in the church's parking lot and look up at the tower of the church and see Franklin's invention working its way from the pinnacle down to the earth. No Franklin descendant ever got a penny for that, and that's just how old Ben would have wanted it. As humans, we crave knowledge. From the dawn of time, we have looked at the heavens and yearned to know how and why the stars and planets move, or why they're even there to begin with. We've looked at ourselves and wanted to know why we do the things we do, or why God or the universe has done certain things to us or the people we love. Job is perhaps the best known example in the Bible of a human being who wants desperately to know what on earth is happening to him. He wants to know why. In verse 15 of chapter 37, Job's friend Elihu asks him, "Do you know how God causes the lightning of his cloud to shine?" At the time, this was a rhetorical question because, of course, Job had no idea what caused the lightning to shine. And it would have been inconceivable to Job and Elihu that any man, woman, or child would ever know what it is that causes lightning. Now, today, all these centuries later, and with the benefit of the Enlightenment and the scientific method, we know more than Job and Elihu ever could have imagined. And we've gotten so used to this knowledge that it seems at times as though someday we will have the answers to all our questions. Our knowledge will be complete. The truth is that more knowledge, in a sense, leads to more ignorance. As I mentioned in my sermon last week, we discover molecules and then we need to learn about atoms. We've got the atom figured out, and then protons and neutrons and electrons need our attention. We get those licked, and the next thing you know, scientists are looking into the building blocks of those particles and are labeling them quarks, and on and on. So, on the one hand, what the Bible tells us today in the book of Job is still true today. We do not know all that God knows, and we never will. Does that mean we should stop our investigations and research? No, of course not. And we probably couldn't even if we tried. The quest for knowledge is a central attribute of the human existence. And one that is, I suspect, God-given. When it comes to knowledge, we need to do two things. One, since knowledge is powerful but generally value neutral, we need to bring the values of Jesus to that knowledge. In other words, if you're Alfred Nobel and you invent dynamite, use that discovery to build bridges rather than bombs. Knowledge is not the end in and of itself, but it is the means by which we achieve that end. Our possessing knowledge is only useful to the extent that it helps others or inspires in us wonder and joy in God's creation. We should yearn to know because we yearn to serve. But we do one other thing with knowledge too. We strive to know some things because we know that we can't know everything. If God is the one who knows all, then by learning, we marvel at God's creation and realize how little it is that we truly know. We gain a sense of wondrous humility. When we learn, we should realize more and more how much there is still to learn, and that it was not we ourselves who formed the universe, as God reminds Job in today's Old Testament reading. Learning should be an opportunity for wonder and humility. As God asks Job in a brilliant moment of rhetorical sarcasm, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?" It is not given to us to understand all. Our job is to strive to learn more about the universe and ourselves, and to use that knowledge to improve the lives of others. We will never understand everything, nor should we prize knowledge for its own sake or for the power it gives us over others. Jesus taught us to give power away, not to accumulate it. And when we share what we know, as Ben Franklin did in giving away his lightning rod, we follow Jesus' commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. In the end, though, it's not that we know that matters, but that we are known. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus asks, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs on your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." And as the Lord told the prophet Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Knowing is good. Being known is even better. By the way, we're still not sure what causes lightning. Amen.